This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The story I'm about to share with you is intriguing to me in quite a few ways. And it has to do with robots and artificial intelligence and things like this. And in the time where AI is something that, you know, Elon Musk has said, hey, we better be very careful with this technology, it really makes me pay more attention to it, particularly coming out of Wu Flu lockdowns. Because, see, I can see the future. I'm a futurist and a risk guy. And the future that I see does not involve loving human interactions. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I would say to many of you that you've met people that you have a closer relationship now than you do with family. And I'm not saying that's not always been the case, but I think it's more the case now that particularly leftists, I think leftists believe themselves to have friends that are not really friends, and they are quick to abandon family. Consider the problems that people have in relationships, friendships, even familial relationships today versus before. There was a time before that, let me put it this way, my great-grandfather used to talk about his best friends, Buck and Don. He told those stories to the day he died. He nicknamed me and my brother the names of his best friends because he couldn't remember our names. That's how special those friendships were. And there was nothing that could separate those men from that. It's kind of like what happens, wait for it, in the military. You serve with somebody in combat, you don't care what color they are, you don't care what sexuality they are, if they pulled you out of the crap, that is your brother or sister for life. But consider how politics has divided us, particularly more recently, to the point where we don't even talk. What did Barack Obama do to relationships? I lost a lifelong friend over Barack Obama. A man that neither of I have even met. Neither he nor I had met. Now, I didn't do anything wrong. All I said was, I didn't vote for him. I don't support him. That's all it took for a person that I knew over 40 years to abandon me. You know what? Good riddance. So politics don't even allow us to have conversations. Siblings will write each other off based on how one votes. I just talked about a good friend of mine, a guy that, you know, I thought was a ride or die. A dude who was going to be with me for life, that no matter what could I possibly say to him? A guy I've been at the birth of his daughters. I've been at both of his marriages. I've been through all kinds of crap with his girlfriends. I've loaned him money. I've done all kinds of stuff. Knew his family very well. I didn't go to his father's funeral, but I went to his mother's. And Barack Obama steps up and, oh, you don't support Barack Obama? What? You know family members who won't rock the boat? Because they try to keep peace among the family. Let's not talk about Trump. We're all big Trump supporters, but let's not bring it up around so-and-so or whatever. Are you being real? When you tiptoe around issues, who's winning and who's losing? And by the way, it's not a scorekeeping win or loss. It's who are you? Well, now hundreds of elderly New Yorkers are going to receive robotic companions to help relieve their loneliness, folks. This is part of a program from the state of New York. They don't want old people to feel lonely. Now, look, I understand there are people who don't have family. They die without family. The kids don't see them, whatever. Fine, I get it. understand the way the world works. But I will tell you, I've witnessed over my lifetime the further and further untethering of the line to family, particularly older folks. When I was really, really young, you know, I'm sure every kid goes through a period where you're like afraid of older people because they look different, right? But there came a point where I became to love them, endear myself to them, want to hear their stories, want to get their wisdom. And now we got to give them robots because nobody wants to talk to them. Nobody wants that wisdom. Officials from the New York State Office for the Aging told technology news site The Verge that digital assistants called ELIQ and built by an Israeli robotics company called Intuition Robotics will be distributed to more than 800 senior citizens across the state. The assistants function as a more advanced and proactive version of other home assistants like Amazon's Alexa or Google Home device, providing users with reminders, initiating small talk, and helping them contact loved ones. Well, good. What about when that robot decides to cut you off? No more contact for you with loved ones. I'm going to be the one you put in your will. I don't know what these AI devices are going to do, but it just struck me as robots? Why can't we find human assistance? I mean, isn't that better? I'm asking for a friend. Wouldn't it be better if human assistants went in and worked with these older folks? Maybe you took some of these youngsters that are delinquents and had them interact with some of these old people who could say, you know what, kid? I was just like you. And here I am lonely. Here I am destitute. Here I am whatever. I don't know what their story's going to be. But here's what I will tell you. That there's an old saying, every time somebody dies, a library burns. And every one of those people, there is a best-selling story. A best-selling novel of their lives. I firmly believe this. I've talked to enough people to know you think your life is so mundane, so no big deal. Your life is a beacon for others. All you got to do is learn how to find it. But now we got robots doing it. We want to substitute robots. Oh, but the robot will call a family member. How about the robot call a family member and say, why don't you get your butt down here and come be with your old person? This old friend of yours. This old uncle, aunt, grandfather, grandmother. This story saddens me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another failed experiment in the wacky world of wackadamia, a.k.a. education, which I call misinformation. The Department of Indoctrination, some also call it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to who you're talking to, or who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Really hope you guys get signed up for Backstage Club. We're going to show you some behind-the-scenes stuff, making of films, hanging out with a few celebs, videos that will never be seen by anybody else. If you want a little bit of insight into what we do on a day-to-day basis, we will definitely be showing you that. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you won't miss it. It'll be up at the top right. For those of you who want to support us in other ways, just, you know, one-time support here and there, please go to the website, check it out. If you like what you see, do it. We've got a lot of programs going on. We're going to be sending 2 at-risk kids up to D.C. to hang out with kids from Hillsdale. You say, what's the big deal? Well, guess what? If everybody did it, how many at-risk kids would go meet some really cool kids and look at college differently? Look at maybe going to get a classical education versus the indoctrination. What if all of us did one, just one kid? We're sending two. We're part of a feeder program to Hillsdale. We'll do the same thing with Regent University. By the way, we're working with these at-risk kids to change the narrative of what they think about white folks. We're letting them know you white folks are bucking up to get them part of our C-Prep, which is a college prep program, that they don't necessarily have to use for college. It may turn out they're just looking for vocational school. We send them to welding school. We send them to carpentry school. We evaluate the kids and say, look, college isn't for you. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your parents' money. Don't feed the beast. Go learn a craft. Go learn how to code and go, you know, become an IT person. You know, some of these things you don't need a college degree for. Most things you don't. You can jump on YouTube and learn a lot. That's what we do. We redirect people. One of our friends, Bruce Goodmanson, he wrote the book on why you don't necessarily need college and you should try your best to avoid it. I know it's antithetical to the way most of us grew up, but it's a different day. Stop feeding that beast. So I hope you not only do what you can to support what we do here at the show with just clicking, downloading the show. You know, you'd be surprised at what helps us. You don't have to spend a nickel. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing all this up as far as education is there's an elite school in San Francisco. They saw a record number of D's and F's after they ditched their admissions program that essentially took merit out of it. Here's what they write. A record number of freshman students at San Francisco's elite Lowell High School earned D and F grades this past fall. The first semester after the school board eliminated merit-based admissions that were deemed racist by the former San Francisco Board of Education Commissioner Allison Collins, who was ousted along with two other school board members in the February recall over the admissions debate and other issues, including a series of 2016 tweets by Collins targeting Asian Americans. Of the 620 freshman students at Lowell, 24.4% received at least one D or F during the semester, which compared with just 7.9% of first-year students in the fall of 2020. 7.7% in the fall of 2019. So they went from 7.7% to 7.9% to 24.4%. Now, these are figures obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle, and not Kevin Jackson's figures. Overall, they say the number of ninth graders at Lowell with a D or F tripled from 51 in 2020 to 152 in 2021, bringing the figures closer to those at other high schools in the city. So what they're doing, folks, is they're covering up. All this stuff that says, let's make sure that we all get the same grade and everybody gets a trophy. Let me tell you what that is. That is nothing more than teachers and academics, whatever you want to call them, saying to themselves, how do we skate by not teaching these kids? Let's just get rid of the grade system. That way, nobody ever knows how crappy we are at our jobs. Do you know of any other institution where you get to literally vote to cover up how bad you are? Oh, yeah, that's right, government. Lowell students in grade 10 through 12 who were admitted under the old merit-based system saw a slight drop in grades over the same time period, while other city high schools did not see similar rises in D's and F. In fact, freshmen receiving low grades at other schools declined citywide between the fall of 2019 and 2021. What they're telling you is this. When you hold people accountable and you say you can get a 1 or you can get a 10, you can get an F or you can get an A. Some sort of a measuring stick. You create incentive. And that incentive is what drives you to say, how do I measure myself against my peers? I can tell you this. I would have been so upset in school if there was no way to measure myself. Here was in high school, I was the big dog, valedictorian, taught physics, taught calculus, pre-calc in high school. But when I went home to Brady, because I'd already taken these classes. I was the big dog. You know what happened when I got to college? I found out I wasn't the big dog. I found out there were people who knew as much as I did or more, smarter than I was. And you know what it did? It challenged me. It didn't demoralize me. It made me go, you know what? You better get off your butt, boy. You're not the big dog here. You're a little fish in a big pond. You're not a big fish in a little pond anymore. And you work hard. They said the lower grades, while expected by many, are likely to become a part of a fervid debate over at Lowell that touches on race, equity, and achievement. The grades raise questions about how students and the schools and teachers and administrators are adapting to the changes. What they're saying is, folks, we want to continue to dumb down a segment of the population, and now it's been exposed. In 2020, Collins notably said, merit-based achievement and standardized testing are racist systems and the antithesis of fair, prompting the school to change their admission policies to a lottery system, similar to all San Francisco City high schools, versus test scores and grades. So they dumbed down their student body in order to feed the ego of these, you know, of black folks and Latinos going, yeah, you can get into Lowell where your kid can just be dumbed down like everybody else. I've had this problem at other schools and when I was lived in St. Louis, and I chastised the administration and said, how dare you? How dare you lower the standards, bring these kids in and say, yeah, we're going to lower the standards. You can do whatever you want. People disagree with this vehemently, and I was one of those kids that said, put me with the best and then challenge me to become them. That's the only way this country gets any better. That's what we should expect in America, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News. A large section of the country is sizzling under a heat wave. Excessive heat warnings and advisories cover parts of the central and southern plains into the southeast. Meteorologist Tony Frasco of the National Weather Service says Thursday is going to be rough in those areas.
Close to some record highs for the dates over some areas, especially over Texas, where it's been very hot. And even some portions of North and South Carolina has had very high temperatures, up to record highs, up around 100 degrees.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat will break in parts of the country. A major poultry producer is continuing to expand. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden's administration is a train wreck, and he's lucky he's not a Republican, or he would have been kicked out in his first week. But when you cheat him in, you're stuck with him. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm still waiting on this. I'm waiting to hear. Please contact me if you hear of any Democrat willingly campaigning with Joe Biden, asking Biden to come in. Show me a Democrat that wants Pelosi or Schumer. Show me a Democrat that wants one of its governors. Let me ask you this. Do you think there's anybody that wants to campaign with the Florida governor, DeSantis? You think there's anybody that would campaign with Donald Trump? Everywhere you go, there's a Trump event somewhere where he's recommending to people that he's given his nod of the hat to, which, by the way, I don't agree with all of them, but he's in there. And do you think any of them would deny him? I met with a candidate recently who wasn't selected by Trump, and he said to me, Kevin, what do I do when the guy that I'm running against has been selected by Trump? He says, what can you do? He goes, he's going to be here. And I said, what can you do? Run your campaign. Trump's not 100%. He's nowhere close. But here's the point. People still want him. People fear when he's endorsed somebody else. Because you have to. You have to take him seriously. You got to run on your own merit, though. And the problem with Democrats is when they run on their own merit, you know what people get? They get nothing. They're like, well, what have you been for? Well, I voted with Joe Biden most of the time, or I voted with leftist policies. They think they can, ignore us in the office. They think that they can dismiss us. Like Hunter Biden's issues, for example, they believe we could just make this go away. And if it weren't for our media, they would, I'm talking about our media, conservative media. If it weren't for conservative media, they would sweep Hunter Biden under the rug. But they can't. Here's Jean-Pierre, the Joe Biden's press secretary. She can't even answer a simple question about Joe Biden and what he meant in helping Hunter.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And secondly,
about a New York Times article,
but secondly,
concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings, and he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business deals?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
Are you disputing the president's voice on the voicemail?
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are you
not
disputing then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
I wonder if the media would be quite so, you know, because it was only Ducey that's asked the question, but I wonder if the media would be so forgiving if we were talking about one of Trump's crackhead sons who had left the laptop full of this information and Trump was telling him, look, I think you're in the clear. Welcome back, folks. Just giving you, this is a news hodgepodge, explaining what the problems the Democrats face and Joe Biden faces that they'd like to ignore. Americans struggling to make ends meet. So you know what they say? It's now soared to double digits. Most people are blaming Washington and Joey Demento, Joe Biden. This is the latest poll. The liberal leftist agenda is struggling. It's in quicksand, and it's going down. It's not going to stop. It's going down. In a survey full of depressing firsts, they write, the headline from the new Monmouth University poll found that a record 88% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. The worst on record. Did you hear what I said? 88%. That's huge. This is what they go on to write. This marks an all-time low for this question going back to 2013. The prior low was recorded in May of this year at 18% in the right direction, 79% on the wrong track. Folks, this is not, you know, do you think this is immigration or, you know, inflation or whatever. This is right track, wrong track. This is the thing that the majority of people are looking at going, wait a minute, this is not going in the right direction. In other words, these are things that impact everybody. Not some issue of, do you think that you suffer from racism? Are you getting paid as much as a man? This is what hits you in the pocketbook. You ready for some more stuff? Biden's job rating, 36% approve, down 2 points from May. 58% disapprove, up one from May, which was 57%. Here's the one that should scare the heck out of Joe Biden and the Democrats, leftism in general. Bi-party approval of Joe Biden. Democrat Party, 74% approve, which means 26% of his party doesn't approve of him. Independents, 29% approve, which means 71% do not approve of him. Republicans, 3% approve of him, which means 97% do not. These are amazingly bad numbers for Joe Biden. Amazingly bad. Amazingly bad numbers for the Democrats in general. Now, they compare the Democrats and Republicans by Congress, and they say, oh, the Democrats have made some strides. They're closing the gap. There shouldn't be a gap. Not at all. But there's a gap, and it's a big enough gap to where the Republicans can are a shoo-in. Don't rest on your laurels, people. Don't use a Sharpie on your ballot either. Take your own pencil. Make sure you don't let them cheat you. These numbers are the worst that have been recorded so far. And I'm going to give you a little information here. They're not done going lower. Joe Biden supposedly got 81 million votes, and now he can't get a plural. He barely has a plurality in his party. Well, not barely. He's got 74% of the Democrats. Keep in mind, it's a Democratic weighted poll. 26% of his party don't want him. This is great news for us because there's no recovery here. Joe Biden doesn't have a silver bullet, folks. It's not like gas prices are going to dip down to under $3 before the election. It's not like food prices are going to drop down to something significant. It's not like the stock market is going to make a recovery. You've lost all your market, your 401k, whatever, in the market, S&P. You've lost it all in 1 year under Biden. You do know that I'm talking about gains. When you looked at your portfolio months ago, you looked at it and went, hey, not bad. Today you look at it and it's in the negative. I don't care how much you had. You had $10,000 at $7,500 and you're going, whoa, I was planning on something. If you had $150,000, you've lost, you know, $37,000. You're going, whoa, I'm going in the wrong direction here. Joe Biden has no plan. I'm just telling you. If the left believes that they can get away with this stuff and that they can, you know, kick the can and that nobody's paying attention, and here's what you should be really looking at. These guys went full bore. Roe v. Wade. They threatened us with it, right? When they leaked it. They looked at the polls and they went, uh-oh, didn't get as big of a bump as we thought. So that was Roe v. Wade. But it got worse. Then it became law. And the polls I'm reading to you folks are post-Roe v. Wade. It isn't like, oh, Kevin, those are 2 weeks old. Now we've got something to cling to. The Democrats are trying to gin stuff up. They have done everything they can to make us believe that the world is falling around us. And let me tell you, one of my friends posted a thing that said, not only did you get Roe v. Wade, you got the gun control laws lifted, you got all the nonsense of leftism, little by little, one by one, she listed seven things where we've won. I didn't even realize that we'd won that much. That was amazing. And we're doing this, folks, with a president that is, you know, we don't even recognize. But here's what's even better. We're doing it with a Democrat Congress, completely controlled by the Democrats, the Senate and the House, and we're still getting stuff done. I give you Donald Trump. That's his legacy. That despite the big cheat and these guys doing everything they can to get over on you, we're still winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left is finally on to Biden, and they've noticed he doesn't want to be pinned down. He doesn't want to speak to you. This article was in the Daily Wire. The White House press corps unloaded on Joe Biden's administration, complaining about the historic lack of access to Biden and revealing that they were required to fill out request forms to gain entry into areas that previous administrations had freely allowed. What? Joe Biden doesn't want people finding out that he runs around in his underwear on backwards or he's got his Depends on while he's wandering around the White House shaking hands with thin air? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Got to fill out request forms. I wonder if they have to use their real names, or can they use other names, or if they have to gender themselves. Hi, my gender names are, my gender pronouns are he, she, or whatever. Anyway, they said the Corps shared their grievances in a letter addressed to Karine Jean-Pierre, demanding that the White House stop limiting reporters' access, making it clear that it was not their first such request. We once again respectfully request the Biden administration, without exception, reopen all of the traditional venues for presidential remarks at the White House, including the East Room, the South Court Auditorium, for any reporter admitted to the White House campus. So, ask this question. Why have they stopped? This is protocol. This is not a Trump issue or a Bush issue or a Clinton issue. This is White House protocol for the press. I go back to the time of Obama when they were oppressing and threatening the press, talking about jailing them. Joe Biden doesn't want you to see, doesn't want people to see how crazy he's become. I don't blame him. I'm not going to lie about it. They said the letter mentioned the fact that some of the restrictions had been put in place to mitigate the spread of COVID. But then when other things had returned to normal, the White House continued to limit access. I know why. Because if you have access, you are going to overhear, you're going to get the real story, the real scoop. Have you watched these shows like West Wing and people like shows like that where people are meandering through? You can pick up a lot of stuff. They said the continued inability of the White House to be candid and transparent about the selection process for reporters attending his remarks undermines Biden's credibility when he says he is a defender of the First Amendment. The incongruity of these restrictions underscores the belief by many reporters that the administration seeks to limit access to Biden by anyone outside of the pool or anyone who might ask a question the administration doesn't want asked. Yeah, like a Ducey, they'd like to kick him out, but they can't. The letter concluded by saying that members of the press corps understood that a Biden and his administration might not always like them or the questions they asked, but it was their job to allow access. They noted that even former President Trump, who was often criticized for being hostile to reporters, had given freer access to the press. See, Trump doesn't run. He says, I'll take your questions. I'll take them in ad hoc meetings. They say, let us be candid. Our job is not to be liked, nor is it to be concerned about whether or not you like what we ask. Reporters' ability to ask to question the most powerful man in our government shouldn't be discretionary. I want you to understand what's happening here, people. This is a fake news press that's saying, how are we going to continue to write fake news about you if you don't give us access? How can we support you if you won't let us see you? We're not going to hurt you. Understand, Biden must believe that this press that has helped him keep Hunter Biden out of the media, the big guy out of the media, and all the other transgressions this guy's done against the American people, he doesn't trust them. 60 members of the press corps, CNN, CBS, Fox News, and a host of others. They want access. We're going to pivot a little bit because I'm running out of time. Funny segment on the, what's his name? Little short dude on Fox, Gil Gutfield, something like that. Funny segment for them. We'll close out with that. Because the times I've called Gutfield, he's not very funny. This was a funny clip, and it was one of the comedians on his show that really cracked me up. Anyway, here's a clip. I should preface this by saying that there's a white guy who works at a tech company, and he was trying to find certain foods at bodegas in New York, And he was making a video saying they don't have the food that I'm looking for. He went to like five bodegas. And ultimately, the video went viral, and his company fired him. He'd been at the job for 2 days, and he'd moved to New York. Anyway, they fired him. And so he's like, I can't believe this. Well, where we're going to pick it up is Gutfeld and them are talking about how he was now trying to sort of apologize by talking about, you know, the food deserts, which is what Michelle Obama and the Obama administration coined that term, and how it's difficult to get proper food in big cities. Here's where they pick it up.
And he says he never meant to trash the neighborhood, adding, quote, through this experience, I've learned that food deserts are a huge issue in some urban areas across the country, New York specifically. No idea. I had no idea this was what I was walking into. I was essentially a golden retriever that stuck his nose in a bee's nest and got stung. It's a beautiful analogy.
No.
We'll be doing greeting cards. He also filmed himself buying food from bodegas and then distributing it to the homeless.
Oh, boy.
Which is fine, I guess. But when I do my charity work, I never record it. That's just tacky. Also, they won't let me bring my camera into the Chippendales dressing room. Jeff, hero or jerk?
I got to pick one of the two?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, you can come. You can go. You can say, well, was he right to be fired?
No, I don't think
it was his second day on the job.
I know. And also, I was shocked to find that he works in tech. This guy's a tech guy.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't look like it.
But also, you know, I think we learned a lesson here. You know, he's a bro. That's why people are mad.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Los Angeles. I'm a bro. I'm a straight white guy. He's got to know you got to lie.
Yeah.
You gotta lie every day if you want to keep working. Every day I have to say, like, oh, nice to meet you. The guy identify as a wolf. And I am my moon rising. And I go, yeah, me too. And I say, oh, man, can I have babies? You're like, duh. You lie so you can work.
Welcome back, folks. Clever stuff. You lie. You lie so you can work. I identify as a wolf. Oh, so do I. Men can have babies. Duh. Funny stuff. And the world that they live in, a world of delusion on the left coast and wherever these leftists are. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't buy into it. You know, look, it takes a lot to stand on principle. I play this clip just to explain that that's what most people are doing. That's what we've been doing for so long. I haven't, thank goodness, but conservatives. We lie. Oh, the people come to your house for Thanksgiving, your home, and you will not confront them. You don't want to rock the boat. They will go to your job. Is your opinion is any less valid than theirs? Of course not. But you won't rock the boat. You won't say anything. As this guy says, we lie. And the guy that they were doing the video about, his crime, he didn't lie. He said, look at this. This is horrible. I want to get good quality food. They don't sell stuff for me to make a salad. They don't have cheeses. What happened to Whole Foods? And you know why there's no Whole Foods in these cities? You want to know why there's no CVS drugs? And I'm not saying that that's what they need necessarily, but I'm saying if you want the full complement of everything that can be offered, then, like a CVS drugs, if you want, a bodega will carry a few aspirins. It's like a hotel commissary. You can get a few little items, but you can't get what you want. Well, you know why they don't have them there? Number one is crime. And number two is the stores say many places they don't want you. You're gentrifying. So, or you're destroying the little guy. The bodega. They don't want these stores as part of the community, and the stores don't want to be there because they want to get ripped off. So, on a lot of levels, I like the clip. I like the part where the guy says, look, you gotta lie. You gotta not lie.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.